Good morning, church. It is good to see you. Are you ready to sing this morning? Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can have the breath of life. We can be here. We've made a conscious choice to be here this morning. And so, Father God, as we're going to open up the service with praise and worship, Father, we want to go straight to your throne room. We don't want to be messing around and hemming and hawing. We want to come straight to you like it says that we can, in spirit and in truth. And Father, we just thank you for giving us just that blessed time of what it's going to be like in heaven someday. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With this man that he can feed and supplies our every need. Oh, to sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. The hungry call him now, come and die. The disciples come to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the master called to them, oh, come and die. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble be. Oh, to be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the master call it, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. Come and dine, the master call it, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine.
Like that part in the chorus, it says, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. No time restrictions.
Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Arise and sing. Children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him. For the King is your God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is almighty. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him. For the King is your God. Go forth and praise. Be strong in the battle, for the Lord. battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory, for the King is Almighty God.
Hallelujah. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of His love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory.
There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the passion and pride. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's time. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Wider, much wider than snow. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder.
power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime, praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him when the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Serve Him, serve Him. Serve Him in the morning, serve Him in the noontime. Serve Him, serve Him, serve Him when the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Love Him, love Him, love Him in the morning, love Him in the noontime. Love Him, love Him, love Him when the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Amen.
Well, I was dead in sin, but now I'm saved by grace. When the rapture comes, I'll be taken from this place. But while I'm here on earth, I'm gonna preach the word. And I'm not gonna stop till everyone is heard. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole. Jesus is my Lord and Jesus is my King. All I want to do is just worship Him and sing. I used to pray by minutes, but now I pray by hours. Cause when the Holy Ghost comes down, He gives us all the power. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole. If you are in bondage, He will set you free. If you are blind, He can make you see. Devil, take notice, you better turn and run. It's in the name of Jesus, the battle has been won. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole.
Hallelujah.
Not just today.
Thank you, Lord.
But every day of the year.
Amen.
Amen. hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Troubled soul, the Savior can see. Every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near.
Amen.
I exalt thee.
in the highest. Glory, glory, glory in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with our hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord our God. Hosanna in the highest. Songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. Songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. I will trust in you.
To worship you. Holy Spirit gave me a message today, and so let's pray that it comes out the way He wants it. It is an exhortation to enter into worship and praise, and we just have had that, and it makes us feel wonderful, doesn't it? Praise is wonderful and necessary for us because that's how we abide in the Lord, and this is why the Bible tells us over and over to praise the Lord, is because that's how we get connected. That's how the vine, the branch and the vine are meeting, because of worship and praise. And in contrast to that, we are born, we are dust. We are made out of dust. And we know very well all the chemicals that make up the human body go back to the earth. We're dust. But we have a spirit and we have a soul. And when we're born, our spirit is dead. It has to get born again. And so our soul has to be reprogrammed. So all the time that we're living on this life, we live with this body who wants to be dust, and we live with a spirit that has to get born again. And when it gets born again, it has to reprogram the soul. Now, how can we do this? If we depend on our mind or our emotions, we're going to be going back to the old ways. We're going to be in humanism. We're going to be thinking things that are not godly. We can be led astray so easily when we rely on our thinking and our emotions. So we have to just focus in on the truth that's in the Bible. Check our thinking with the Bible. Check our feeling with the Bible. If our emotions are wrong, then pray. Get on your knees and tell the Lord you don't want that emotion and you're going to die to it. And if your thinking is not lining up with what's in the Bible, do the same thing. Pray and tell the Lord you're sorry for thinking something that's not acceptable. And there are so many snares and traps in this world that we have. There are many Christians who have compromised, and there are many deceivers in the body of Christ. The world is infiltrated with them. The world is corrupt and is in darkness. So we have all these stumbling blocks that we have to overcome. And the only strength we have is in that worship. We need to enter into worship daily. We need to die to ourself and live to God by worshiping Him. And that's how we become strong enough to overcome.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for a glorious day today. And Lord, yes, we want to come into your presence with singing. We want to enter your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. And declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is He to be praised. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and praise you for victory today. Thank you, Lord, that we know He is risen. Oh, He is risen from the dead. Oh, and He came out with victory. And He spoiled principalities and powers, and He made a show over them openly, triumphing over them at the cross. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, He has given us the same power that we can spoil principalities and powers and make a show over them openly. In the name of Jesus, we can do all things in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, the Bible says, if the Spirit of Him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you, in the name of Jesus. And that's Romans 8:11. Lord, we thank you for your word today. Oh, thank you. Let it be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that we serve a risen Savior. Oh, a risen Savior. And we got the victory. In Jesus' name, we got the victory. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. And as we are risen with Christ, let us seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Hallelujah. Let us set our affections on things which are above and not things of this earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. What a victory. What a victory today. Once we are alienated in Colossians 1:22, it says, once we are alienated and enemies in our mind by wicked works, now He has reconciled us. He has reconciled us by the body of His flesh through death, that He may present us holy, unblameable, unreprovable in His sight, provided if we continue in the faith, rooted and grounded and settled, and not be moved away from that hope of the gospel which we have heard and which was preached to every creature under heaven. Hallelujah. So we need to stay rooted and grounded and settled and not moved away. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for your word, O Lord. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father. And we humble ourselves today in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift us up. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Jesus says, I am the, He said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, although he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that lives and believes on me shall never die. What a great promise we have. Oh, what a great promises. Hallelujah. Let us lay hold on those promises and let us not move away. Let us move ahead. Let us forget the things that are behind, reaching forth for the things that are before, reaching forth for the mark of the price of the high calling of God. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We pray today for the anointing upon the pastors. You will bring the message to us. Give him, we pray, freedom to preach. Let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. Let it be, O Lord, a touch from above for each and every one of us today, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Oh, let us claim the victory. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for mighty work in this body of believers. Oh, Lord, we ask you also, Lord, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, we ask you that you supply every need in this body of believers. We pray also, Lord, that you supply every need in the church. And we want to thank you and praise you today for mighty victory in the name of Jesus. And bring your tithes into the storehouse that it will be meet in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts. If I do not open you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank you that you mean what you say. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you stand good in your promises. And what you promise, you also are able to perform. And we want to thank you today, O Lord. Thank you for victory in this body of believers, we pray, Father. Thank you for touching everyone that gives a testimony, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus. And let, O Lord, your name be glorified in this body today. And we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
The worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came to dwell among the lonely, such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace. On Mount Calvary, take my place. When I'll ask myself this question, who am I? Who am I that the King would bleed and die for? Who am I that He would pray, not my will, Thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why He ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross He'd go. Oh, who am I? When I'm reminded of His words, I'll leave you never. If you'll be true, I'll give to you life forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles until they're won. Oh, who am I? Who am I that the King would bleed and die for? Who am I that He would pray, not my will, Thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why He ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross He'd go. Oh, who am I? Would bleed and die for? Who am I that He would pray, not my will, Thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why He ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross He'd go. Oh, who am I? That to an old rugged cross He'd go. Oh, who am I?
Praise God. We're going to have a prayer time here, so a few minutes. And I want to read this letter that came in to us this week. And it said, "Hello, Peter. Thank you for your email. How I found you? I suppose the short answer would be that the Holy Spirit led me to you. The more lengthy answer would be this. I was searching the internet on one night, approximately 3 weeks ago. I was looking at some YouTube videos on alien life on the moon and Mars. After watching some not noteworthy videos, I happened upon a testimony video explaining the story of Howard Pittman and his experience with the afterlife and whatnot. I'd also watched some videos on Satan's use of TV media to subvert our conscience and a video of a converted 32nd degree Freemason, but after hearing Mr. Pittman's testimony, was moved to do some investigation into who this man was. I Googled him and found a biography on him, and at the bottom followed a link to the sponsor of that site, which just happened to be European American Evangelist Crusades. After coming to your site, EAUC.org, I browsed the site and watched some videos. If I can remember, I started with the ones to do with Satan and the Jewish mindset. Then I found the webcast archives and started watching for the first webcast you did in 2008, and I began to watch one by one slowly between the videos on the side of the main page that catch my eye. I'm trying to watch each one. I'm currently in 2009 ones concerning Israel. I've also watched other videos that are posted along the side of the main page, but forgive me, cannot recall exactly what these videos I watched. After listening to Pastor John, I purchased a King James Bible so I could follow along and try to watch at least one sermon a day. Oftentimes, I get two or three in day during the day or night. Finally, I found a man that was shoot from the hip. If you will, and even in this short time, I've learned a lot about Jesus, the Bible, and after 28 years of searching, finally understand how the Holy Spirit communicates with me. I'm originally from Canada with my longtime girlfriend. I consider her my wife of 7 years, and I decided 6 months ago that we want to get away from the winter, minus 40 degree weather at the worst. So we worked hard and saved our money so we could take a 6 month vacation, traveling across the entire United States. And then he ended up in Florida. Who knows if I ever had found your wonderful site and all information contained in it, if we had not decided this trip. Certainly God works in mysterious ways. I believe Pastor John would say that God was using his permissive will to bring me back to him. I do know that you have a webcast every Sunday. I will try and make this coming week, and I mentioned before, I managed to watch at least a sermon a day. I just want to thank your congregation and Pastor John for doing what you have been doing. And if it hadn't been for all your hard work and sacrifices, I am not sure if I'd be the spiritual place where I found myself today. I began to pray daily. If I tried to get one in when I wake up and one before bed, ask Jesus my heart and soul to my Savior and Redeemer again, and have been reading the Bible, the King James. I have a much better understanding, belief in Jesus Christ, but also there are demons present in my life and my family's life. And again, I want to thank all of you, including Pastor John, for making me aware of the awesome power that belief in Jesus Christ gives his true followers in this world. I know I have a long way to go in my journey with Christ, but I have refreshed, renewed vigor in my soul, a hunger for everything good and holy. I long for knowledge of this subject. It is most certainly true that if you seek the truth, he will reveal it to you. In closing, I would again just to give you a heartwarming thank you to everyone involved on your end, and for setting up your site, for believing in the word of Christ, and for reaching out to a lost soul like myself. I now have a holy fear of God, of not going to heaven, and want desperately to be saved. I'm convinced that I'm not there yet, but with your sights, Pastor John's message, and the grace of God, and the Holy Spirit moving my life, I am certain that will be done. So, he said, and glory to our Heavenly Father and Son, Jesus Christ. Without him, I am nothing. His name is Shane. So, I called Shane, and 2 o'clock, Thursday, April the 5th, he got saved. So, praise God for that. So, missionaries in the booth back there, there is one soul that will be given to your account. It will split 3 ways. Okay? Here's a letter from a man that I met, my wife and I met, about 30 years ago. And I helped him. He was a drug dealer. I helped him to turn himself in and went to his trial and so on. And he got off with probation and lived a good life after that. It's been a long time. I was watching a preacher this morning about seed faith. He was asking for $1,000 to send to his ministry. I had no thought to send anything and no intention to send a donation. And then God reminded me of my past experiences I had with you. I remember the love you showed me in Jesus. I remember how you took me under your wings and showed me the love. I thank you so much for the path of God that you guided me on. God bless you and Ina. I'm sending you a seed faith offering with a request from God to heal my grandson and to make him whole. is 5 years old and still unable to speak. I ask you to agree with me for both God to heal him and to make him whole. In the name of Jesus, thank you. I praise God for letting our path cross during a bad time in my life. Once again, I thank you and love in Christ. Calvin. And he was facing 45 years in a federal prison. And he ended up with time served and probation for 5 years. He got married, had a few children, and he worked. His dad had inherited a furniture store. This is from Alice. This is your friend. Drive it like you stole it. Mill Valley. Okay, we were down there one time. She was taking us to a nursing home. And Thomas was driving. He rolled down the window. He was going to follow her. He said, drive like you stole it. So we got there. Little humor. Dear John and Ina, thank you for your riveting account of your journey fight cancer in the eye. Not sure why Satan is attacking eyes. I have a macular pucker. I am taking flaxseed oil 3 times daily, and my eye is improving steadily. I believe in natural method of healing along with prayer and God's blessing. And healing comes from God, of course. I will continue to pray for you and support your ministry. You are the Jeremiah of your time. God bless you. Love, Alice. So I thought I'd share that with you because so many of you don't know what happened to people outside this church. We're going to have here, let us praise God for the rain and snow has given us. But we still need some more here in California, so we're going to keep praying for more rain. We are down to the last 7 days before the taxes were due for me, myself. And the total tax bill was $6,853. And we normally set apart every week for taxes, but the income was so low we couldn't have any, we had no money set apart. This tax bill is due and payable on April the 15th. And as of today, we owe $1,571. So we got to raise that before now and next Sunday. I'm asking all my friends, if you possibly can give an extra gift in addition to your regular gift to the minister to take care of this great financial need. The price of oil went down this week, but at the end it went up and ended up at $103.31 per barrel, an increase of 29 cents. Things are still up in the air, and because of the world government, agents are keeping the pressure on the price of oil. There's only one thing to do, keep on praying. And those are the things, so prayer warriors, come on up here.
Father, we thank you that Charles and Katarina finally get a vacation. They're going to have a wonderful time with the children. And so, Lord, we just pray that all things will go well. They won't have any car problems or any other problems. No children will get injured. And we pray that they would all draw closer to you. And we thank you for this gift for them. In Jesus' name.
Father God, I want to lift up this man, Calvin. And we thank you, Lord, that you show how you work out there. You prompted his mind and he moved, and he gave to this ministry, which is your ministry. And he has a grandson, I believe, that is not able to speak yet after 5 years old, Lord. So we thank you, Father, for healing in that area, for loosening his mouth to speak, and freeing up his mind to understand whatever it takes, Lord. We believe that it will be done. We thank you for that, Lord. And this young man can go on to live the life that you created for him, praising you, giving glory to God. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we want to lift up Shane and his wife to you right now, Lord, his girlfriend. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that Shane is now saved. He's entering into the kingdom of heaven, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that he has seen the light. And we lift up his wife, his girlfriend. Do you know her name, Pastor?
Is it girlfriend?
Just a girlfriend, okay. We lift her up to you, Lord, and we pray, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, you would touch her right now, Lord God.
Amen.
And reveal the truth to her, Lord God, that she would receive you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for this ministry that is able to reach people, Lord, out. And Lord, that right now, Lord, there are others listening right now, Lord God, in the same situation, Lord. We pray for them right now, Lord. And Lord, they would just send a testimony, Lord God, to this ministry and let them know, Lord, they're being touched. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you for a great service today. We thank you for a wonderful time here today to be with you, Lord God, and to feel the presence of your Holy Spirit dwelling with us, Lord. And Lord God, we just, myself, I come against the high prices of oil in the world. And Lord God, I pray that you will take care of the situations that are on this earth as far as the prices of oil and how we need to have them drove down so we can all afford to travel in this country. And Lord God, I mean, I paid $48 this morning for gas, for a tank of gas. $48. And that just really disturbs me, for a tank of gas, Lord God. So I'm coming against it in the name of Jesus. I don't receive it. And I don't like it. And Lord God, I want something done about it. And Lord, I'm praying and laying it before your feet, Lord God, that you will intervene and do something about the ridiculous high prices of gas that we got to pay in this country to get around. In a free country, Lord God, do something, please, in Jesus' name. And all those people that agree with me, say amen.
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 And Lord God, I also thank you for the weather that you've provided for us. And Lord God, we got a weather storm coming that you're sending down from heaven, Lord. And Lord God, I pray that it rains on California this week like it's never rained before.
Amen.
Lord, we need the water, we need the snow, and we need the ground to get saturated. So Lord, I just pray that you will take care of this need in California. And Lord God, I thank you. Give you all the praise and honor and glory for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'd like to ask everyone to lay hands on Tom, who is in the back on the wheelchair, a new man in this congregation. Lay hands, those who cannot lay, who are far away, stretch your hands towards Tom right now. And people that are watching us through the webcast, stretch your hands towards the computer where you're watching us. Let us lift him up right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you give him faith that can remove mountains to begin with.
Hallelujah.
Faith that can remove mountains. And we pray right now, Lord, that you strengthen this man, strengthen his legs. He might be on wheelchair, but he will not be on wheelchair anymore.
Amen.
And we claim victory. We claim that resurrection power that we spoke today that will come upon him.
Hallelujah.
It will pierce him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. And let it be, O Lord, raising him up. Every organ that's not functioning right, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that it will function to God's perfection the way God created it.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Father, for he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, Tom is healed. And we claim it today. We claim victory. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for touching him and healing him and restoring him. We pray in the name of Jesus. And we To you goes all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, we prayed for the taxes last week. And we believe you. We believe that you're going to do it. If you can lift me up through a window 4 feet off the chair, you can give us $1,500 or $1,700 for taxes. I believe it's been done in heaven and it's been done on earth. And it's going to come in and we give you all the honor and all the glory before Sunday. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father God, I lift up Alice, one of our cyber members, to you, Lord, and as you know, she's been suffering some eye problems and possibly macular degeneration. But, Father, that's nothing for you to heal. So, Lord, I lift her up to you, Lord, and I ask you to answer her faith by healing her eyes totally and giving her back her eyesight. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father God. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. These prayers on the altar, the smoke is coming up in front of you. And in due time, every prayer spoken here today shall be answered. And we give you thanks and praise for that now. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a few moments for testimonies. Anyone has a testimony? Bob?
I got a praise testimony. And it's all about the service today. I'll tell you one thing. Coming here today was like returning to resurrection life of Jesus in the 1990s. And I looked up here and I looked at Pastor Terrell and I said, that's the guy I knew then. And that's always been him. And we can all understand what it's like when your wife is afflicted as it's been. And of course, we've been pretty close to that picture, Diane and I. But I'll tell you, it felt so good to see Pastor Terrell with the kind of power and spirit, not his, but the resurrection power through Christ, was represented up here today like it hasn't been in a long time. And I am delighted and filled with joy that I was here to see that, experience that. Amen. Now, also, the word that we had this morning, Carol, thank you. It meant a lot to it, all tied in together with what you had to say. And it's been a real thrilling experience just to be here today. I don't even want it to end. I'm still clapping my hands up here, at least in the spirit. But there's something that I need to say, and that's this. We all know that the Word of God was taught a certain way for several thousand years. We know that it was infiltrated in the 1890s, and much of that charlatanism from Schofield and the others overtook the entire Christian world and turned it into a sissified, pablum, bingo playing, can't wait for the chicken dinner type of Christianity. No, it's true, isn't it? We've all been there. I walked out on many a church, let me tell you, when I was really seeking in the 60s. We say, well, you had enough? Yeah. But anyway. But I've always had a problem, or I don't anymore, but when I first came here, I did, because there was still a lot of the Baptist theology. And I was so thrilled after being gone for a while, and we've met several times with Pastor John and Ina, over lunch, naturally at his place, you know, the smorgy. But, well, you gotta feed that power, right? Anyway. And I found that Pastor John had made a move towards what you might call Reformation Christianity. And actually was studying under Rush Dooney and other people like that. Because that's always been the problem with almost every Christian I know, and especially me. Everything we heard today, and we've read it so many times, behold, I give you power, right? Over all the works of the enemy. You shall lay hands on the sick and it shall recover, right? If you drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm you. And yet, We say, well, how that ain't happening, man. And it's because of lack of faith. But more than that, it's a teaching that has permeated the Christian church for the last 100 years. But gratefully, that's changing. Okay. Diane, last week I told you that she came up with that too. Right now, there is a lot of eyes being affected around the world. Eyes and chests right now. It's all coming from raining down from the sky, from the chemtrails. We're dumped poison on us by the, I forget how many tons, like 100 million tons have been dumped so far. Think about it. Anyway, we as Christians have one weapon of warfare. We don't need any more. We need a two-edged sword and maybe a 357, as Pastor pointed out. I'm still trying to figure out how he took the safety off, right? Anyway, and that is the power of Jesus Christ and the resurrection power that's given to us. We have to speak it boldly, and I, for one, am going to take that path again. There was a time when I was really bold, not just secular-wise, but even with God. When I first came and went through deliverance here with Pastor John, you couldn't stop me. And that's going to be me from now on. We have to remember that. We have the power. We have the power to overcome the chemtrails and all the things that we see. So I'm just going to leave you with this. To me, there's too much preaching and despair over what we see in the world. And a lot of people are preaching a sort of a theology that lines up with what they see happening, and it's changing, and it gets worse, and, you know, as it goes along. But the fact is that throughout the word that we've all studied, we've seen the parting of the Red Sea, right? Man, did it look hopeless, right? The entire Egyptian army coming your way, the sea at your back, no defense, a couple million people or whatever it was, but God parted the Red Sea. And God's going to do that again, but we have to demonstrate the power that he vested in us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Tom, the Bible says that in Mark 11:24, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And we want you to receive the healing. The healing of your body. Amen. The reason I came up here is I received this from a chiropractor that they tried to vaccinate us, and they want to do it, that in other words, is mandatory that you need to vaccinate. So we want to take some signatures here. And we say, and we go against it, that we're not going to receive it, we're not going to accept it, and we are against the vaccination. And so I'm going to leave this forms outside the office at the bookstore. And first print your name and then the address and then sign it. Okay, for each and every one. All right, that's all I had to say, and I praise God.
Now, I want to say, if you can wrap your mind around this scripture and read it as often as you can, it's Hebrews 11:1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Okay, that is a substance is tangible and the evidence of things not seen. I think that is key. In everyone's life. I practice it in my life. Regarding Ina, many, many, many days ago, I already saw the finished work. So, and that's the ground I've been standing on. And so I know there's no other outcome but that. That's the only outcome. And I just want to say I'm very thankful I came today. When I left, I was a little discouraged when I left the house because I thought, you know, it's we're going to celebrate the resurrection. Actually, what I did is I sent a text message to my brother, and I said, so will Americans celebrate the resurrection of Jesus today? Or will they stay home and cry about their poor health and their poor wealth and continue practicing their hedonism? And so I fired it off. My phone rang back pretty instantly, but I didn't answer it. I just kept on going. But, you know, that's the boat we're in, you know. People need to be celebrating. And I was a little despondent, you know, thinking, will people come to Christ? And then on my way, I said, I can't worry about that. I got to just keep trying to keep my direction going. That's a full-time job in itself. And then let God bring those others. But I am blessed. I'm not immune. You know, there's always issues that I have when it comes to how will I pay my rent? How will I pay taxes and insurance? And let me tell you, the insurance man's always sticking me. And but I have to go in peace and walk in peace and knowing that God will do it. And I face those same issues too. And you know, in this terrible economy, I know that they're saying unemployment is down and things are getting better. But talk to the man on the street. He doesn't say the same thing as the politicians are saying. But in my life, they are good. And he is supplying. He gave us another job last week down in Union City. And you know, the guy told me we went down there Friday. And he said, oh, there's going to be some changes on the job too. And I said, good. I like changes. I usually make out on those. So anyway, big blessing. Mike.
I have a wonderful testimony today about how the Lord has blessed my life and blessed Jane's life. And this is the first year in many years that I've worked through the winter. But this year I have worked all winter. And a lot of that has to do with the testimony that Tom gave several months back about receiving and believing, and what you speak. For instance, receive that you're going to work all winter and believe it, and God will bring it to pass. So I've had a great winter so far, and I have worked non-stop 6 days a week all winter long. So there is not a bad economy as far as I believe. I don't receive a bad economy in my life or in my mind. It is a great economy out there, and I'm working in it. And I just think, also I thank Pastor and Ina for Jane and I, marriage counseling. We've been through a lot of marriage counseling, Jane and I have. And praise God, we've got through some serious, serious issues. And I mean, the war is actually over and now we can live. And boy, we've been through war. So anyway, do you have something to say, honey?
Well, I'd just like to say that John and Ina have really been there for us as people and as our pastor. But the devil will come against you wherever he can, you know. And I find that if you're walking with the Lord, doing what you should be doing, and really trying hard, he'll use whatever he can against you. Mm-hmm. And I find that in my recent life that the Satan has come against me in my close family. If you have a relationship that you feel is dear, the devil will get in there and go, hey, look at this, you know, let's throw a wrench in here and do this and do that. And he'll use it. And you have to realize that it's okay. And keep your eyes on Jesus, because God is in control. And if he's going to take that away from you, he's going to give you back something better. Amen. And that's what I'm receiving. And whatever he takes away, there's going to be something better in its place. And that's how I'm living my life. And Michael and I have chose to keep our eyes on Jesus. And it's working. You know, we were talking this morning about Sunday. We come to church on Sunday. If you work 7 days a week, we come to church on 6 days a week. We come to church on Sunday. And it's hard, you know, because sometimes, you know, we'll go 3 months, 6 days a week. You know, and the church on Sunday, we get tired. But I find that our life is better. It's richer. We're prospering. Where I look around and I see people that don't choose to come to church on Sunday. And they come to church complaining on Sunday that things aren't going well. Then they drop out from church and it seems it only gets worse. So, you know, it don't pay not to come to church on Sunday.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.
Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. Okay, Shireen.
Hi. Well, my last time I talked up here was about peeling the onion, the slices of the onion, you know, off. And I have to say, I'm not anxious and I'm not afraid today, so praise God for that. You know, Pastor, he reaches his people in his sermons and counseling and however all he does it. And each one of us has our own place in how we help other people. And for me, I'm going to talk about my family right now. I've had a lot of ups and downs with my family, and I've been saved for a long, long time. I brought my kids up in the church, and then they decided to go their own way, and that was heartbreaking. Meanwhile, I was having my own difficulties. But when my youngest daughter got pregnant, first grandchild, I started speaking to, well, it was supposed to be a girl, the doctor said. So we called the baby Amber for 9 months. And then out comes Stephen. So anyways, it was a surprise. I was talking to that baby about Jesus the whole time I was in the womb. And afterwards, I got to spend a lot of quality time with him, showing him the leaves on the trees and the flowers, and they all came from God, and speaking to him, talking about choosing his mate and how to do that, and preaching the word. And he got saved with me, so we were watching some Bible videos, and he wanted to give his life. And it was all my grandchildren were saved. I helped them get saved. The Lord used me. So that was a big deal. So meanwhile, Stephen, he becomes a teenager and kind of going, you know. And so I was a little dismayed about that, some of the things he got into that I found out. And anyway, so he got his girlfriend pregnant. She already had a baby. We all counseled him not to get married, but we can see now it's kind of a balanced situation, so it worked out. They did get married. She already had a child. He's three now. So Connor's come. That's the new baby. And he's 7 months already. Stephen could not find a job. He was in college. He was trying to be a police officer. He could not get in there because they were laying them all off. And anyway, so he finally decided his only hope, he felt led to go into the service. He didn't really want to go into the service, but he felt that was the best way to feed his kids and get housing. So that's what he did. So on the day he had to leave, we all had a breakfast. Dan and I and his father and his mother, we all prayed over him. And all the whole family was there. And lots of prayer since for him while he was in there. Because he always loved God. Even when he was in the Little League, I mean, he had some pretty bad coaches. They were mean to him because he prayed before he played. He always prayed with his teammates. He always uplifted them, even if they were mean to him. And one time he actually went back to his, what is it, dugout, and had a few little tears as he had his head laid down, and he was praying to God, you know, because he hurt him, deep wound in his soul, what happened. And so, anyways, so now he's in the service. I don't understand all this stuff, but anyways, some kind of family day. Now, we're not talking about his graduation, but it is kind of a graduation because him and Julia, this is huge, he decided to include Julia, his wife, in the decision-making of what he chose to do in the Army. Now, that's pretty big for him because generally he's out, you know, and he makes all the decisions, and Julia finds out later. So, you know, we tried to talk to him about her feelings, and, you know, that's his wife. And so anyway, he did decide to include her in it, and they decided that he would choose the thing that he didn't have to be deployed for a long time and that he would be able to come home at night. Now, that's pretty big for the service, especially when you just are getting out of boot camp. So anyway, so they had a family day. He got off for 3 days, where his actual graduation, he only gets off a few hours and he goes. They all went, we're going to go down there. They had all their tickets and their hotel and everything. Well, the tornadoes came in Texas. Well, that was the layover, Texas. So they grounded all of the planes and they couldn't go. You know, my mom's from Texas. I'm from Texas. And she used to tell me these stories about the tornadoes and the hail was as big as softballs. And I thought, yeah, right. You know, that's what happened. So anyway, so they couldn't go by that. So they were scrambling around trying to figure it out. So we all prayed and they came up with a van for 7 people. Now we're talking five adults that are very headstrong and 2 babies for all the way to Georgia from California. I thought that sounds like insanity to be in that car for that many hours driving, stopping to go to the bathroom, and that was it. So anyway, so they did make it there. They have what they call family day. Now, I didn't understand this until they got there and they told me. But what his graduation was, he became a Green Beret. He put his hat on. That's a graduation. So anyway, this is what he wrote on Facebook. Family day is almost over. I am dreading having to leave my family again. But it is all worth it. The Lord has completely blessed our entire Army experience so far. Everything from the company I'm in to the timing that I'm gone. My son still remembers me. I haven't missed any holidays and will not miss any for the next year or so because he'll be in training. And the time and the distance has only made my relation so much stronger. So I love you all and thank you for an amazing weekend. So that's what he wrote. That's a man of God. Our prayer for him is that he would stand up, be a man of God, share his faith, be a soul winner, and people would know when they see him that he is God's man. And so far, that's, praise God, that's how it has been and that's how it will be, because prayers continue on. But what I wanted to emphasize along with all that is our relationship with our families are touchy, but if we trust God, he will give us the wisdom to go through all that. And that there will be times when we draw them close, like when they're babies. We teach them something I haven't got a chance to talk to Julia about. She doesn't seem to teach her kids about the Lord. They don't really know anything. Well, Connor's 7 months. But Caden doesn't know zip. And by the time my kids were 3 years old, they knew who Jesus was and that he was in their hearts and stuff like that. And then there'll be times when you have to let him go. And I had a lot of counsel from pastor about that. And then you get to see the fruits of your reward sometimes. The Lord will show you that. And this is the fruit. When Stephen was born, the Holy Spirit told me to have Steve, that's his dad, take off his shirt, take the baby naked, hold him tight and say a prayer over him so that they could bond. Women bond already. We carry him around for 9 months. Fathers get presented a child. You know, they don't get to bond. They have to work on it. And so they were bonded. So when Savannah, his sister, was born, we took Stephen's little shirt off and Savannah's little shirt off, and we had them bond. Of course, he was just sitting, but we had him hold her and have them bond, and we said a prayer over them. And they're very bonded. And so that's our jobs as parents or uncles or aunts or grandparents. And I see the fruits of my rewards here. And the Holy Spirit, he did it all. I just merely paid attention and did what he said. Sometimes I didn't even know what I was doing. Savannah, his sister, says, I love you so much, Stephen. I will miss you so much yet again. But I am so thankful we have had this time, meaning this weekend. Time will you and we'll get to come back. They get to come back the next month for his real graduation. I am more proud of you than ever you'll ever know, and so proud to call you my brother. You don't see that too much in families occasionally, but this is bonding. This is God. And I just praise him and thank him for choosing me, because out of that, my grandkids are serving God. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. That was beautiful. Okay.
My name is Tom Frankhauser, and I've been through a heart attack, six-way bypass, and it's approximately the same time I had a heart attack. My wife started having strokes, and so far she's had 7. And we've ended up in the same room at Woodside Healthcare, and our friends here, I don't know how they first found us in the hospital, but they did. And then they've been praying for us. My wife, even though she cannot talk, but she still has her mind. And I can talk to her. When I got sick on November 30th, again, I was able to end up in January going, and I'm in the same room as she is. And as of last week, she could stand up for 11 minutes, even though she can't talk. And I praise God for that. But I just wanted to share how God takes care of the little things, too. 2 weeks ago on Tuesday, I had appointments. I've been needing to get teeth so that I could chew. Because, first of all, if you've been in a long care service center, the food's not too good. You need something. And so to chew. So I lined up 2 appointments with dentists. First dentist was at 11 o'clock. The man who come from the church I've been going to that drives me, he couldn't get the car started. So we had to cancel the appointment. Well, the other appointment was then at 2 o'clock. So we went to the 2 o'clock appointment, got out, got on in the wheelchair, and got rolled up some sidewalk, and then there was 8 steps to go up to get into the dentist's office. So there was no way to get into the dentist's office. So we went back, and we went, and I got on the phone, and I called Affordable Dentist down in Jackson that you've seen on television, and they're the ones I originally really kind of wanted to go to, but I just wanted to get it done fast. So I went last Tuesday, and a Thursday, and this Tuesday, I go in at 8 o'clock, and they pull my 6 remaining teeth and make new dentures for uppers and lowers, and I'll be out by 6 o'clock. And I just praise God. And the price is half the price of every other dentist that gave me a price. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and close. Father God, thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you blessed us so much today, Lord. We thank you for the beautiful weather we have outside also, Lord. We thank you for our many blessings. We thank you for salvation, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we have a Savior that's risen from the dead, that is the only God. And so we praise your name. We thank you for our many blessings. Be with each one this week as they go about their business. We thank you for meeting every need. In Jesus' name, amen.
By thine outstretched arm, nothing is too difficult for thee, nothing is too difficult for thee. Great and mighty God, great in counsel and mighty indeed, nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult for thee.